guys, do you want to increase your production and overall collection, right? Are you trying to increase it maybe daily or weekly or monthly? Of course you are. A lot of us are trying to do that, right? Especially as dentists, you really want to maximize your time and diagnose, very properly and squeeze, not make up stuff, but squeeze the lemon, as much lemon juice out of the lemon as far as what you can see, right? And so how can you do that? Well, by upgrading your skills, right? Literally taking your skills to the next level. And something that I see that is underdiagnosed, underrated, and we could probably be doing a lot more of is crown lengthening surgery. And specifically functional and aesthetic crown lengthening. Now, I'm talking about this because there's been so much cases that have been proven that this increases not only your skills, right, and upgrades you to another level as a dental practitioner, a clinician, and also as a dental practice, but it also upgrades, your production and your collection. For example, Dr. Carl Wirtz from Glendale, California, literally talks about how, for example, many doctors, Dr. Carl Wirtz, Dr. Rawad Rahman, Dr. Stephen Hatcher, a lot of doctors, Delia Tuttle, even Howard Foran, talk about how, crown lengthening surgery has improved, a lot of people's collections and productions and their skill and their dental practice overall. So why am I bringing this up? Well, Dr. Ziv Simon, he has created a course, a unique 4-week fully immersive training and coaching program in aesthetic and functional crown lengthening surgery. Now, what you get in this course is 38 in-depth video tutorials designed to take you from diagnosis through surgical case presentation to informed consent and financial arrangement to surgery and post-surgical care. You also get 6 audio CDs you can listen to in your car, in the gym, and okay, the script says in the gym, but to be honest with you, I don't know if you're that type of person who listens to, surgical videos or, about crown lengthening surgery in the gym. Personally, I need music, but you could, that's you, and also this course will cover everything you ever need to know about functional and aesthetic crown lengthening. Dr. Ziv Simon literally did all the research. He put in all the years of education, did all the mistakes for you, and developed all the protocols so you don't have to struggle. It's literally a shortcut to success, so you can implement in your practice immediately, guys. This course is strategically designed to fill in your knowledge gap, give you an actionable step-by-step A to Z solution with clear protocols and ongoing support. And it's a personal coaching aimed at growing your surgical skills and expanding your menu of services. So guys, this is an amazing product right here. It's an amazing course that I literally think all you guys, if you're not doing crown lengthening surgery or you've heard about it and you're kind of curious, take this in, go to the show notes below, click on the link, and read more information about it. See what it can do for you. Like I said, you're going to get 4-week mastery training in aesthetic and functional crown lengthening surgery. You're going to be a pro. Your own dedicated educational platform with private access. It's password protected. You're going to get ongoing mentoring by Dr. Ziv Simon. So it's not like a course you just buy and then that's it. Boom. Oh, how am I going to reach the creator of this? No, he's right there with you. You're going to get daily online interactions with Dr. Simon and other doctors in the course. Private Facebook group of course participants. All sessions and trainings were recorded and hosted in the platform for easy access at any time. You can watch at your convenience. You're going to get a turnkey A to Z surgical protocols, pre, intra, and post-surgery checklists, handouts, consent forms, instrument lists, so much more. 6 live group coaching and training webinars, 1 year full access, and 14 CE credits, right? And to top it off, if you guys are not satisfied, say you click the link below and you're like, okay, Michael, I'm interested in this. If you use the link below, I'm going to give you 100% 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you do it in 30 days and you're like, I'm not too sure about it anymore, it didn't work, 100% your money will go back to you. 100%, no questions asked, none of that. So guys, check it out. Go in the show notes below, register. and see much. I just mentioned a little bit of what you're going to get. You can read for yourself what everything you'll get in week one, week two, week three, and week four, and all the bonuses you'll get. You can even see the testimonials. Howard Ferrand, the founder of Dental Town, talks about it as well. Delia Tuttle, who has a practice in Canyon Lake, California. Like I said, Stephen Hatcher, who's in North Carolina, he has a practice there. I mean, they all talk about how this has, you know, grown their practice, developed their skills, and provided valuable care that will in total grow their practice. So guys, like I said, go in the show notes below. You literally have nothing to lose. You have this thing for a free 30 days. And if you are completely unsatisfied, 100% money back guarantee. So guys, go in the show notes below, click the link, and let's start the episode. What's up, guys? Thank you so much for tuning in into this episode. Very, very special episode. But before we get to that, I wanted to mention, sorry, guys. I just realized this is, well, I kind of count this as previous week. But I just realized that I really didn't put out an episode last week. So this one's kind of going for last week, or this one's meant for last week. But it's Sunday. So I'm recording this the day I'm going to put it out, and I just realized I didn't put an episode out last week, except for Monday morning marketing, which is, you know, every Monday morning. But that's mainly because I put out my first ground marketing vlog, and it's literally how I call senior citizen apartments or retirement homes. And I call them and I see how we can set up and what we can do. And it's super easy. I vlog about it, or I record myself and pretty much a day in the life of how I do it. Now, it does take a lot of, I know you guys are going to look at it and be like, really, Michael, this took a lot of editing. But I mean, for me, it takes a lot of editing, recording, you know, kind of thought process, because I want to put a story together. And so I realized I did that and I put it out on Thursday. And then I was like, oh, man. This Saturday night, I woke up and was like, I never put out a podcast episode. So I apologize for that, guys. I'm going to be more consistent with the vlogs, or these ground marketing vlogs, and also the podcast episodes. But bear with me, I'm just one person. So I do also have to take care of my clients as well. That's like priority. And then podcast, I want it to be, you know, second, and then the vlog starts. So these video recordings or ground marketing recordings of pretty much a day in the life of how I do a tactic, like how I go to Starbucks and get the employees, or how I go to massage places and attract those people as new patients, you know, or whatever, right? I'm going to try and put maybe like two out a month for right now. Okay, and the YouTube channel is Michael Arias. It's my name, Michael, A-R-I-A-S. And you spell my name M-I-C-H-A-E-L. And that's kind of why I was a little bit behind on the podcast episodes. It's not because like I have no guests or anything like that. So with that being said, this guest, wonderful, wonderful guest, he is the founder of Gobi. Now, if you don't know what Gobi is, if you're maybe on Facebook or Instagram or something, you might have seen their ads. You might have seen their unique toothbrushes. They are the all black ones, or they have one that's all black. But they have a very, very a unique selection, a variety of selections of toothbrushes. And it's interesting how his story started. I'm not going to talk about it because I want him to tell you. But this podcast episode is interesting because you kind of see it in the eyes of an entrepreneur, and a lot of you guys who listen to me are entrepreneurs. You start your own dental practice, so see it in that. I mean, you know, also look at it in the sense of like, hey, you know, I'm a dentist, and this could apply to me too as well. But just in general, this whole episode could apply to you, or it will apply to you, because in the eyes of an entrepreneur, this is what you might have gone through, or you will go through, or you're going through, right? But besides that, we also talk about patient experience, how important the patient experience is. We talk about reaching out to the patients. Ben mentions how he notices a great, great audience are moms, right? Moms are the ones who are hitting his demographic, who are, they kind of target who buy, you know, these type of toothbrushes or electric toothbrushes and things like that. Like I said, we also talk about the entrepreneurial journey, the hardest parts that he's gone through. Maybe you guys could relate. And also we talk about how Gobi can help your practice. And remember, Gobi's an electrical toothbrush company. So, I mean, like, this can literally help your practice to do a lot of things, right? We mentioned it in here as well. So I'm not going to talk too much more about it. I want you guys to hear the episode. And first and foremost, let's get a little bit background about Ben and what he's got going on today. Alrighty, Ben, why don't you tell us a little bit about your past, present, and future and how you got to where you are today?
Sure. As you mentioned, my name is Ben Goldberg. I'm the founder and CEO of Gobi. We're a new oral care brand, but before I jump into the details, I'll give you some background on myself and how we started working on Gobi. And so I grew up on the East Coast, went to school in Arizona, and when I graduated from school, I ended up working in the finance world. Did that for about 6 years in New York for a bit, and then out to LA, and then back to New York, and grew restless in that world. So I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do, so I decided to take some time off and go travel. That was amazing, and when I got back is when I noticed the first pain point that I was having, mm-hmm. Which ultimately turned into what is Gobi today. And specifically, I felt like I was getting ripped off on my replacement brush heads for my electric toothbrush. I had switched to an electric toothbrush looking for an upgrade in my oral hygiene, and I definitely saw some improvements, but was really frustrated with how much money I was spending there. And then my brush broke. So I was faced with the decision of spending $100+ on another electric toothbrush. And, you know, it was a really terrible experience. And so that's what first got me wondering. It's like, why is that the case? Like, why am I spending so much money? Mm-hmm. Is it that these products are really expensive, or is there something else going on here?
Yeah.
And digging into the space a little bit further, realized there's only two guys that dominate the market. And when you have those kind of market dynamics, it's many times the customer that loses out. So we started digging into the space a little bit further. And this is going to be, you know, this won't be news to any of your listeners, but we started realizing just how important your oral health is. We've seen some crazy stats that something like 90% of infections start in your mouth. It's one of the leading causes in the school and work days. It's a huge issue. And really the first line of defense is your toothbrush. And so you can do a great job with a manual toothbrush. And I imagine most of your listeners, they probably do a fantastic job. But they are literally the experts when it comes to brushing your teeth. And the average consumer like myself, we don't do a great job. And that's because of a lot of the bad brushing habits that we have. And so electric toothbrushes fix a lot of those common mistakes, but we found that something like less than 20% of people actually use electric toothbrushes today because today's options are just overpriced, overmarketed, and a pain to buy. And so that's what we set out to tackle with Gobi, which is, you know, more high level, is making premium oral care more accessible. But in the details of that, we wanted to first and foremost make sure we delivered a product that delivered a great cleaning experience. So that's everything from our oscillating brush head to our 2-minute timer and 30-second intervals. It's really just perfecting a lot of the common mistakes that consumers have. We paired that also with some modern conveniences designed for today's modern consumer. So that's things like our brush head subscription service that solves the problem of people not changing their brush head frequently enough. Mm-hmm. On average, we've seen that people change their brush heads every 9 months, which is pretty bad. At that point, you're not really doing too much. And our brush head subscription service just solves that problem for our customers, and they love it. You know, almost 90% of our customers subscribe, and we don't force people to subscribe. And once they're on, they just stay on because it really solves a problem for a lot of people. And finally, we sell the product at half the price of the competition. So making premium oral care more accessible to as many people as possible.
A
couple other, one other part of this is we realize even at our we obviously sell the product at a discounted price, but we realize even at that point, or at a more affordable price point, not everyone can afford it. So we also donate a portion of our sales to NYU School of Dentistry, their global outreach program, where they provide dental services both domestically and abroad. And they've been an amazing partner. And the work that they do is really outstanding. So we've been happy to partner with them since launch. And so we launched back in October. It's been a pretty wild ride. When we launched, it was really focused on the consumer, going directly to consumers and selling through our website. And we were pretty fortunate to get featured in some amazing media outlets like GQ and Vogue and New York Times. And when we started getting that obviously drove a lot of consumer demand. But what we were surprised to see, we actually started getting a lot of demand from dental partners or dental practices and offices. And that was really interesting for us because we actually really didn't plan on working directly with dentists. But over the last couple of months, we've really built out that side of the business. And we found it's been a great partnership for both sides where we're able to offer dentists, you know, obviously we have the consumer pricing, but we have even further discounted pricing for our dental partners. And it's, we've really been practicing or partnering with a lot of these forward-thinking, modern forward-thinking practices. And they use Gobi as part of a, almost like a new welcome package, welcome to the practice, and really just delivering these above and beyond better experiences for their patients. And it's been a great reception on both sides because when the patient gets the Gobi for the first time, it really feels special getting an electric toothbrush compared to your standard manual toothbrush. But it's not killing the dentist because the pricing is really affordable to them. But at the same time, once the patient leaves, they're able to get signed up for the brushhead subscription service, and it's another touch point outside of the office that reminds them of the practice. And it's just really delivering a better experience end to end. And so that's where we've been expanding a ton lately, is working with a lot of these, you know, modern forward thinking dental partners. And we definitely plan on growing that pretty aggressively in the future. So that was a lot of me telling you about my experience and where we're working on today. But hopefully that was helpful background.
Yeah, it was. Where did you travel to?
Great question. So I went down to South America. Traveled to Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, all amazing countries.
You did all that in like a month or two, or how long?
Yeah, it was probably a little over a month. I wish, looking back, I traveled for a little bit more. I haven't taken a vacation since working on Gobi. It's been about 2.5 years, but it's been great.
Yeah, no, that's okay. Yeah, and so you mentioned a pain point that you experienced before Gobi. What was that pain point?
So I had an electric toothbrush, and the first pain point that jumped out at me was how much I was spending on these electric the replacement brush heads. First and foremost, it was a guessing game. When was it time to change my brush head? Then I figured out, it's time to change. And I'd have to figure out actually which of the 9 types of brush heads I needed to switch to, like, was it compatible with my brush or not? And then when you get all through that, it's like, all right, now you're going to spend $15 on a replacement. That was just terrible. It really blew my mind that how could this possibly cost so much money?
I'm pretty sure not everybody like changes their brush exactly when they should be changing it, you know, or they don't even know when they should be changing it as well. So this is really good, a good reminder as well, you know?
Yeah, so, exactly.
And so Gobi is bringing... pretty much it's bringing more oral health awareness, right? So if you can kind of like, I guess, almost like elevator pitch it, but in the sense like, tell us what Gobi is exactly.
That's a great question. And so we say we're a new oral care brand who is delivering premium oral care products for today's modern consumer at an affordable price point. And we focus end-to-end, making sure that our customers are getting the best experience possible. So that's everything from our brushing experience to interacting with our website to, you know, ongoing shipments of the replacement brush heads. We really want to make sure that our patients, our partners have the best possible experience. And we have a maniacal focus on our end. And that's why, you know, look at it today, there are only positive reviews on Gobi whether it be things like GQ or New York Times or on our Facebook page, where I'm still blown away. So like the number of 5-star reviews, or basically only 5-star reviews.
Yeah. And so how did GQ and Vogue contact you guys?
Sure. So we actually reached out to them. And we had found editors and writers that had covered similar products in the past, or maybe the space in the past. And we just reached out to them, thought they might be interested in what we're working on, the product, to try it out. If it made sense, also try to hop on the phone with them or meet in person. But it's really, you know, looking for those very logical writers and editors for the products that for our products. So we went and tried to track them down.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let me ask this question. What is one technique, tactic, strategy, or procedure that you have used or seen increase dental practices' profits?
Sure. So I can't do a great job of answering specifically how to increase the dental practice profits, but I'll talk about what works for us. We have seen similar, and I think I've heard about this on your podcast too, but how it sort of translates to, how it can translate to dental practices. And I touched on this earlier. And for us, it's experience. We want to make premium oral care more accessible and affordable. Now, with that being said, you can find cheaper, lower quality products. And so we don't want to be the cheapest version. We want to be the best possible value. For us, it's really focusing on delivering exceptional experiences. It's like little things such as providing free shipping, and that's really valued by our customers, or having a lifetime guarantee on our product. And that may on the face of it, make not fiscal sense, because obviously it costs us money to provide a lifetime guarantee. But what that does is just elevates the experience for our customers, and that results in, you know, increased word of mouth, increased people, customers writing positive reviews on Gobi, and that just drives organic traffic, right? And that really is the best kind of traffic you want to get, is where people are seeking you out because they heard about it from a friend, or they read about it on an article or something else. So I think that translates well to practices, is you don't want to be competing on price necessarily. You want to be competing on delivering the best experiences, and you want your patients to go and tell their friends how they go to Dr. So-and-so, and this is the best dentist I've ever been to, and you need to go check him out. That's your marketing, right? Looking for those better experiences that you can deliver for your patients.
And what type of success have you seen from dentists who sign up with Gobi in their practice? Like, do they experience less no-shows because, you know, it's a reminder, or do they experience more recalls? Like, as in a sense, like, hey, more people are actually calling us, like existing patients are calling us because, you know, they're brush heads, or they need to pick up their brush head from the office or something like that. Well, like, what type of success have you seen from dentists?
Sure. So it's still early stages, but where we see it anecdotally, what we've heard from our dentists, our partners, is just better review. It's an elevated patient experience, right? And that's what results in more positive reviews, or more people telling their friends about it. And I feel bad I keep repeating the same lines here, that's really what it comes down to, is that I can't speak to what about no-shows or things like that. We just don't have enough information, but we can speak to how our dental partners are having, they're seeing just that their patients are having a better experience, and they really value getting something like a Gobi electric toothbrush when they first come to the office.
Yeah, because it's like a gift. It literally looks like a gift, the way you guys package it and everything. It looks so nice, the way you put so much detail into that. And so, speaking in your kind of like sense, what is one strategy, idea, or technique you would never do again, and why?
Oh, what would I never do again? Okay, it's a good question. So I think having focus or lack of focus and trying to go out after everyone you realize is that it's going to be really challenging. Yeah. And I think when we initially positioned ourselves, like our product, now the positioning was maybe a little too broad. And you really want to focus in on your who can you deliver the best absolute experience for. And that may not be everyone out there, which is totally mm-hmm. fine, because you don't need to get everyone out there to be successful. Maybe eventually, but that for us in many practices, it's starting really specific and really niche is a great way to go. And then over time, you can let that evolve. But I'll give you context of the reverse of this is like when we, I don't know if you've seen on our website, we launched our all black toothbrush.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And once we released that, we saw people just going crazy over that. And it's amazing because it functionally it delivers the same cleaning experience. But the reality is like, if all black is your style and that is your thing, you just buy this product, right? Mm-hmm. And it just fits perfectly with a certain number of people. My mother, she would never buy an all black toothbrush, but that's totally fine. Like, yeah. Because the people who do buy that product are just rabid fans of it. And that's what's really amazing for us. So back to the initial question is, don't be afraid of trying to carve out niches and avoid trying to message to everyone all at once, because that's going to be really challenging. The reality is if you try to message to everyone, you're really going to connect with no one.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So when Gobi first ever started off, who was you guys' main focus? Like, who were y'all trying specifically to market to?
So I think we, it's interesting, right? Because it's a product that is pretty universally, be used universally, right? From moms to teenagers, they're all able to use this product. I think as we progressed, we tried to carve that up, those audiences a little bit more specifically, and we mm-hmm. found that a lot of success in the individuals who are a couple years out of college, have been working for a couple of years, and they're at the point of starting to be more mindful of their overall health, and that mm-hmm. oral health is a component of that, and suddenly they're not unbreakable. They're more just aware of their health. And so we try to target that audience and make sure they understand that, oral health is part of your overall health. And these are not two disparate items. They're directly connected. And so we try to, cover up that audience. And then it continues to evolve. We see success in other areas too. We find moms are a really great audience that have a kid going away to college. That's mm-hmm. It's a great product for them to give to their children that are about to go off to college. It's a way to make sure that they're still doing a good job of taking care of their mouth.
I completely agree. And for the audience to know, because we have tons of entrepreneurs, who listen to this, because every dental practice mm-hmm. owner pretty much is an entrepreneur. So what sure. has been one of the hardest or most difficult times since Gobi started as an entrepreneur for yourself?
Yeah, when has it been the hardest part? No, I mean, that's a good question. I think the reality is, like, we've gone through so many, it's a roller coaster. Mm-hmm. And there are just no shortage of issues that we come into. We're making a physical product, a consumer electronic product. And, one of the rules with the consumer electronics, you want to keep them away from water. And the electric toothbrush does exactly the opposite. And it's like inundated, it's underwater all the time. Yeah. It's a really challenging product to make. And so we spent almost 2 years in developing our product, making sure that it was delivering really a great product. Mm-hmm. But along the way, we had a lot of challenges. And what has been really helpful for me is just to gain perspective and realize that, they'll all be highs. And make sure you don't go too crazy when you have these highs, but at mm-hmm. the same time, because then when you have the lows, it's going to be worse. So just continue to put things in perspective. And when things may feel really bad, the reality is you'll be okay, right? That you just, as long as you just keep moving forward and come up with different strategies of how can I move forward. And not, you don't ever look for like a silver bullet.
Mm-hmm.
The reality is there's never going to be a silver bullet, and you need to test out different things and figure out what works and what doesn't. But that's what, you know, for me, we've just got through so many ups and downs, and just making sure you put everything in perspective and realize it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
The world is not going to end. is easier said than done, but that's been really helpful to really continue to just keep, you know, looking back at where you came from and looking where you're going, and just mm-hmm. put everything in perspective.
Yeah. And so how can a dentist or someone who owns a dental practice, how can they partner up with Gobi?
Sure. That's a great question. We love our dental partners. You can go to our website. On the bottom, there's a link to our dentist form, or just our dentist page, and you can fill out a form. You can also email dentist@gobi.co, or you can email me directly. My email is ben@gobi.co. We're always around. If you want to give us a call, you can do that too. But that's usually the best way. Reach out to us through a couple of those different methods, and we'll always have someone get back to you, usually within 24 hours, if not the same day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, cool. And so last question, what is the best piece of advice you have ever received that can help my listeners simplify, accelerate, or completely change their practice in a positive way?
That's a good question. I don't know, is it okay if I repeat the comment of...
Experience?
Well, experience, but also... finding those audiences, advocates, right? And so, I think there's a book on this. It's called Seth. Do you know Seth Godin?
Yeah, of course.
Uh-huh. So he's one of my favorite authors, and he has mm-hmm. lots of great books. And Purple Cow is a really great one. And
yeah.
And you know, in there, he mentions this idea of repeating on what I mentioned earlier: when you try to market to everyone, the reality is you're marketing to no one.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not speaking to anyone specifically. So figuring out who you can really speak to, who your best target audience is, and go after them. You come up with these personas of this is who my perfect target audience is, and go really deep in trying to focus on reaching them. And maybe what you need to do is also test two or three different ones. You could come up with, I think this is my perfect target audience, but maybe come up with another one or two and test those out too. But what I would really suggest is have focus, and not, especially early on, make sure mm-hmm. you're not trying to, like, you don't need to take over the whole city and every individual within 20 miles.
Yeah.
Maybe you want to go after a specific audience who likes to live a healthier lifestyle, so they're at the local gym regularly, and you do a pop-up there, mm-hmm. and you get in front of them, and just try to, like, come up with these audiences like that, and these personas, and then you'll find these pockets of success. And many times those that well will run pretty deep, and you're not going to run out even if you're pretty specific. You'll just find there's a lot of people within those different audiences.
Yeah, gotcha. And then lastly, where did the name Gobi come from?
That's a great question. One of my favorites. So Gobi is a type of fish, and specifically the neon Gobi. It's known as the dentist of the sea. So it's this little fish that goes around and cleans the mouth of larger fish. It's pretty amazing symbiotic relationship between the little fish and the larger fish.
Yeah, they don't even eat them or anything. That's pretty cool.
They actually set up like a almost like a dental office. The way that the bigger fish know how to come, they go in one area and swim in like a zigzag pattern, and that's how people know they're open for business. So the big fish swim over when they see that happening.
That's really cool, man. Alrighty, Ben, thank you so much for being with us. It was a pleasure. But before we say goodbye, tell us where it is we can find you.
Sure. So you can check us out online at gobi.co. Also, you can always feel free to reach out to me directly. My email is ben@gobi.co.
All righty, Ben. Thank you so much for being with us. It was a pleasure again, and we'll hear from you soon.
Thanks, Michael.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. It means the world to me. I love it, guys, by the way. I love it when I'm on Instagram, right? And I get, hey, someone mentioned you in a story. And then it says like, hey, listening to the Dental Marketer podcast. And it shows a picture, right? I freaking love that, guys. Like, send me those type of pictures. If you can, if you want to make my day, right? Because I do a lot of this stuff for free. Like this, all this information, this podcast, the vlogs, all these things for free. Payment for me would be you guys just sending these pictures in through direct message, through email or whatever. Anyway, any way you can. And then just be like, hey, look, you know, listening to your podcast or hey, watching your vlogs or whatever, right? It means the world. I love it, guys. Thank you so much for doing that and for the wonderful feedback you guys always give me, especially on Instagram and Facebook. I get so much love on there. So thank you, guys. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope it taught you a little bit about, you know, how to improve your patient experience and how Gobi can improve your patient experience. I personally was thinking, you know what? This would be a great thing to like, hey, guys, don't forget your recalls. You know, every time Gobi sends you a package, maybe you guys can work out something with Gobi to where like, or every time Gobi sends the patient a new brush head, right? You guys can work out something where it's like, hey, you know, your recalls due, or maybe not that, maybe kind of like have it sent to your office and say, hey, you need to come pick up your brush head, you know, or something. I don't know. Think of something where it can improve your patient experience. I'll be thinking on my end too, how it can improve everything, your whole dental practice and patient experience as well. Cause like we know that's what separates you from the guy right down the street from you, the other dentist. So thank you guys so much for listening and tuning in. I hope you enjoyed it. Also, don't forget about Dr. Ziv Simon's course, The Crown Lengthening Surgery. Guys, if you really want to build up your collections and productions immensely, just go check it out. Go to the show notes below. Check it out. You get 30 days for free, literally. I mean, it's a 30-day, 100% money back. Oh, my God, I can't talk. It's a 30-day, 100% money back guarantee. If you don't like it, no questions asked. Just go check it out. Go in the show notes below. Just read more information on it. I mean, I've already got so much positive feedback on it from a lot of people who bought it through the link below. And so, yeah, guys, I mean, just go to the link below. You'll find the page. You'll see so much more information. It's going to tell you what you're going to experience in week one, week two, week three, week four. And you'll learn an amazing, amazing skill that you can literally use whenever. Start diagnosing immediately. That way you can start improving your dental practice. Yeah. And with that being said, guys, don't forget to follow me on Instagram and Facebook under The Dental Marketer. Don't forget to send me those pictures or mention me whenever you're listening to, the podcast or watching the videos. And yeah, guys, I'll talk to you soon.